"Not at all," I answered earnestly. "It is of the greatest interest to me, especially since I have had the opportunity of observing your practical application of it. But you spoke just now of observation and deduction. Surely the one, to some extent, implies the other." "Oh, I hardly," he answered, leaning back luxuriously in his armchair and sending up thick blue wreaths from his pipe. "For example, observation shows me that you have been to the Wigmore Street post office this morning, but deduction lets me know that when there, you dispatched a telegram."
"Right," said I, "right on both points. But I confess that I don't see how you arrived at it. It was a sudden impulse upon my part, and I have mentioned it to no one."
"Oh, it is simplicity itself," he remarked, chuckling at my surprise. "So absurdly simple that an explanation is superfluous. And yet it may serve to define the limits of observation and deduction. Observation tells me that you have a little reddish mould adhering to your instep. Now, just opposite the Wigmore Street office, they have taken up the pavement and thrown up some earth, which lies in such a way that it is difficult to avoid treading in it in entering. The earth is of this peculiar reddish tint, which is found, as far as I know, nowhere else in the neighbourhood. So much is observation. The rest is deduction."
How, then, did you deduce the telegram?"
"Why, of course, I knew that you had not written a letter since I sat opposite to you all morning. I see also in your open desk there that you have a sheet of stamps and a thick bundle of postcards. What could you go into the post office for, then, but to send a wire? Eliminate all other factors, and the one which remains must be the truth."
"In this case it certainly is so," I replied after a little thought.
"The thing, however, is, as you say, of the simplest. Would you think me impertinent if I were to put your theories to a more severe test?"
"On the contrary," he answered, "it would prevent me from taking a second dose of cocaine. I should be delighted to look into any problem which you might submit to me."